First of all, we thank God for our faith, that like St. Peter, we too can say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." It's a gift of faith. No flesh or blood, no mere man could ever teach you that. It's a gift from God, which my Heavenly Father has revealed this to you. And so we thank God for our faith. And after giving thanks to God, then let's look at another account in this scripture, Matthew 16, where he says very simply in talking about his church, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You have to have that clear in your mind, that no matter what we're going through, no matter how many countries are outlawing Christianity, the Catholic Church, and are bent on destroying it, the church will stand. Institutions that have been bound on burying the church have disappeared from the face of this earth, at least in many countries. And the church continues because of Jesus' word. Remember that. Whenever you think of how bad things look, I would hope that you know history and know how bad things have been and continue to be, because he said, as they hated me, so they will hate you. But the church will continue through the ages. The next thing we look at is the words that he said to Peter, "Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." We're living in a stage today, a time in which the very life of the church, of course, is challenged, and we hold on to that hope that it will not be destroyed. But we come into an age in which there's a tremendous disrespect for authority and for the authority of the church. When Jesus said, "When they hear you, they will not hear you, they will hear me. I will be speaking through you." And it didn't just happen one day. People began to think, "Well, let's not follow the teaching anymore." It starts very, very simply. We saw it in our own time in the 60s, when we recognized that the teaching of the church was hard. It's not easy, it's difficult to live in this world and to follow the teachings of the church. And so, even though the church has taught us, we're not going to obey. And so large families were something of the past. There was a boy for her and a girl for him, so that we can give them all the nice things of this world and destroy them with materialism. Because it's hard to listen to the church. One man said, "Don't tell me I can't have a vasectomy." I was talking to a young girl just the other day, and she's living with her boyfriend before marriage. And I expected what I used to hear was, "Well, you know, it's so expensive now to have two different apartments. I can't live with my family." And wasn't any of that anymore. That's what it used to be. It used to be hard to keep God's commandments. Now it's a matter of, "Oh, it's not a sin." I mean, these are the 90s, Father. She laughed at me. This is the 90s. I mean, the church changes. That's all changed. That doesn't follow anymore. It was hard. And then after a while, it was inconvenient. And so, we were a people that did things according to convenience. And now, who cares? What difference does it make? If you've ever brought a visitor who's not Catholic, a visitor who's Catholic but have been away from the church for years, living in sin, doesn't have their marriage blessed, it comes time for Holy Communion, what do? They get up to receive Holy Communion. You try to reach them and you can't get to them at the time. Oh, I should have taken care of this before Mass. After Mass, you tell them. Oh, no, no, no. We can't do that. You show them the Missalette and tell who is to receive the Eucharist. This is the teaching of the Church. And how many of you heard the response? Nobody can tell me what to do. That's the era in which we live. Imagine trying to raise a family. You don't. You can't raise a family. That's the problem with our family, that there's no head, there's no law. Can you see the importance of giving that direction to those children? Not so much that you give it, that they follow it. The Lord calls it fear of the Lord, that we listen to His Word. The importance is not that they obey this, but they recognize that when they disobey, they disobey God. It's not John Paul, an old Polish patriarch, Pope in Rome, that we're obeying. It's Jesus Christ who said, whatever laws you made, they are made in heaven. Whatever rules in that home, it's not mom and dad, it's God's law. And you can't just say, well, they just don't obey. You have to see to it, you have to talk to them. It's not a matter of upset because you were disobeyed. You're concerned, you're upset because they're standing against God when they break curfew, when they talk back. It's against God. When we have a respect for the Word of God, it's called fear of the Lord. And I can't help but just be excited every time that I see that the tremendous rewards, the prosperity, the long life. I got good news for you and I got bad news for you. They got a new statistical count. They found out that people go to church live longer than those that don't go to church. The good news is you're going to live 15 years longer by coming to church every Sunday. It's a statistical proof. And of course, they didn't have to prove it statistically. I knew that. The Lord said, you obey your parents, you have fear of the Lord, you follow me. Prosperity, long life. But what's the bad news? You people have to wait 15 more years before you see Jesus face to face. He is our Master, and we follow Him. It's very, very important. I don't care if you live in a culture of death. I don't care if you live in a culture of, who cares? What difference does it make? If God said you don't mow your lawn on the Lord's Day, that you come to the Mass, what difference does it make? How do you like hearing that from your kids? If you're thinking it, if you're saying it, if you're acting in that mold, of course your kids are going to do the same thing. You have a tremendous respect for the Word of God. That you know that you're being led by Him, directed by Him in everything that you do. He is your Lord, and you follow Him. The driver turns and goes the wrong way. You're going out of the way. Takes more gas. You know the gas is up now. I've got to get home. How come you're taking so much time? Can you just be quiet and sit there? He turned left. I don't know why he turned left. It's going to take a little longer. But I'm not in charge of my life. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's got to be Lord of our life. We've come into a spirit of independence. We can do what we want and when we want. But what is your will? We say Jesus is Lord. He's Master. He's our Savior. He's in charge of our life. He can ask anything of us at all. Last night I was playing that dumb game sequence with Father Ayu. It's dumb every time I lose. You have to use that. It's a very sharp game if I win. And the stakes were whoever loses has to do what the other person orders them to do. Well, I was bound to win. I said, have you got some black shoe polish? I'd like to have my shoes polished if I put another sequence down. You know where Miller's is? It's an ice cream store. I was fantasizing over a hot fudge sundae. But I lost the game. He didn't tell me yet what I have to do. He's holding it over my head. But that's how it is with God. He tells us what to do. You have to seek the will of God in everything. Don't marry whom you want to marry. At least give him permission to break it up if it's not of God. He is the Lord, and he directs us, and you want to do with God. If God wants you here, you want to be here. Oh, what difference does it make? If he wants you on the right-hand side of the street, you go on the right hand. Well, we want to walk on the left-hand side. High rise. They have an accident upstairs, and a safe falls out the window, hits you over the head. A car goes out of control and up in the curb and hits you. Well, he says, I really didn't mean for you to be paralyzed the rest of your life. I asked you to go on the other side. We want to be where God wants to be. One of you came to me this week, and he said, you know, I would have never known my wife if she was not adopted. When she was adopted out of her family, they took her into another state where I was raised in the same city. We met. God said, that's the one. I would have never met. And they thought it was such a terrible thing that they had to give this baby up for adoption. Everything is in the hand of God. And he directs us and gets us where he wants us. Don't you know that he's the creator? He's in charge. And so we gather so formally and dramatically and even with our hands, not holding hands anymore. But before Almighty God, we say, thy will be done. Say it from your heart. How many times did Mary say, pray from your heart? And you don't do it. When you get up in the morning, you say, oh, Jesus, make the heart of me offer thee. Oh, do you? You pray your morning offering? Oh, well, wonderful. But do you pray it just from memory and from glib? Or is it from your heart that you say, thy will be done? I don't want my will. I want God's will. A new friend I met, and he was going to come to church today, and he's a golfer, and he doesn't come to church on Sunday. And he says, oh, all right, he said, but I'm going to pray that it's raining on Sunday because I don't want to waste a good day in church. And he's in church today saying, thank you, Lord, for the sun. On the Sunday when I could be golfing, thy will be done. Thy will be done. It makes it a sacrifice. Whenever God's will is done, and it makes it inconvenient, it makes it hard for you, it makes it special. If you came to church on a Sunday and you're a golfer and it's raining and lightning and thunder, oh good, good. Yeah, I didn't waste the Sunday this time. What kind of a sacrifice would that be? And then let's watch the pride come. I came to church. Are we an ignorant people? Thank God is as ignorant as we. You come with your little canned goods. You say, well, I give to the poor. You throw away a million times more than you give. Can't you see how broken a people we are? Wanting to do things our way and our time. Listen to yourself in the car going home. Listen to yourself throughout the day. What did you do that for? Can't you just be quiet? And pick it up and fix it. And you got to bend over. Wouldn't it be nice to bend over and pick up that cross? Jesus says, thank you. I didn't know your name was Simon. Simon of Cyrene again helps me to carry that cross. Oh no, don't dare pick up that cross. Complain and make them get down here right now and do it. Fear of the Lord. God, I want to do what you tell me. And you speak to me through the church. You speak to me through my parents. You speak to me every day of my life. And I want your will in my life. That's all I want. And if something that I would consider bad would ever happen to me, I'd say, I don't want it. You don't want it? You came that close? You were just one number off of the lotto? I don't want it if God doesn't want me to have it. I don't want it. That's how shoplifters are cured. They're able to look at a nice video and say, it's not mine. I don't have the money for it. I don't want it. And they can break the habit. And that's how it has to be with us. Something that's nice, like a CD or a CD player or nice weather or whatever it may be. You want a date. And I don't mean the date that you eat. You want her now. But she's not here. And you say, I don't want her, at least today, because God has chosen that she be with someone else or someplace else. We have to submit that mind to Almighty God. And then, he said, everything will work out perfectly well. I guarantee, perfectly well. Listen to him. Not everybody who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but those who hear the word of God, however it comes, through our Holy Father, through our bishop, through our parents, through our teachers. It's God speaking to us, through your husband, that we be one in mind, in heart. Watch the blessings come. You'll tell me how hard it was or how inconvenient, but you'll tell me how happy you are. Oh, I used to resent and get angry because I was adopted. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because I had that accident. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How wonderful it would be when you go through whatever the Lord asks you to go through, that you would say, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you.